It finally happened. I got hit on at the gym. I give him an 8 out of 10, which is pretty good.
What's that? That's like a B plus?
No, that's not bad, right?
Unless you're like that Asian stereotype, then a B plus is horrible. So anyway, but my standards are not super high, as long as you're not a dick. Hello, this is Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange, where I dissect the triumphs and tribulations of love, sex, dating, and relationships. The micro categories are endless, as some of you know who are familiar with my podcast. I love it. I just love talking about all kinds of things. Today's episode is part of a series. I decided to make this particular topic a series because I'm beginning to talk about it more frequent, and that is, drumroll please, on how to approach a cutie. Now, for the sake of the series and recording purposes, the cutie in reference is me. I have my moments where I can be a cutie, you know, here and there, not always. In this series, I'll be focusing on ways people hit on me. I'll dissect their method, break down the pros and cons to their approach, as I have done in previous episodes. What catapulted this series was the podcast episode on how to approach a cutie in a public setting, which many of you shared your 2 cents on, which I really appreciate. So thanks again for those who participated in that podcast. So this is episode 4 on the new series, Approach a Cutie, the official episode. However, in previous episodes, I did feature how I was hollered at. And that's why we are already at episode 4, because if you check out episode 151, Drive-By versus Cafe Parking Lot, episode 150, How to Not Approach a Cutie, Parking Lot Hollerer, and then there was another one where I did feature a few other guys who was trying to hit on me at the club on my solo night out the 7th time. So I thought I'd mention that one since it's kind of going along with the topic. And of course, the original one, how would you approach a cutie in a public setting? But this one that you're listening to is the official episode for this particular new series, which is called Approach a Cutie series. Yes, so I'm quite excited. Something separate. I mean, it's still related to, of course, Love Exchange, but it's just focused on that, on how people approach me. So gather around, children. It's story time. Okay. Yes! I was standing near a bench. I was just doing some weights, working out my arms. And the cute guy approaches the bench and he goes, "Are you using this?" Me? No. Him. "Do you work out at this city, at this gym?" By the way, I'm not going to mention like the current city that he's talking about or what gym. Me. "No, do I look like someone from there that does?" Him. "Oh no, I'm a fitness manager over there and I'm trying to avoid the Vietnamese people." Me. "I see." Him. "People talk to me there because they know me, so they just interrupt me. Do you work out anywhere else?" Me. "No, just here." Him. "Are you Vietnamese?" Me. "No, I'm Filipino." Him. "I'm Vietnamese, so we can't get along then." Me. "Why?" Him. "People always think I'm Filipino, but we can't get along." Me. "We can or can't?" Him. "Can't." Me. "Why? We're talking now." He smiles, which, you know, to me is a bonus when you make a guy smile. That's like, I did a good job in being charming. Anyway, so we pause. Our conversation stops for a moment because we're both getting our workout on. I'm still working on my arms and my legs. He's on the bench working on his abs. He initiates the conversation again. Him. "I'm a fitness manager and I can do whatever, set plans." Me. "Okay."
I'm glad he told me he's a fitness manager again. That reminds me, I should remove my panties right now.
Me. "I used to work for the same gym in San Francisco." Him. "I treat my employees good. I buy them food."
I'm internally rolling my eyes, seriously. Like, is he even listening to me? I just don't even know.
Me. "I didn't like the managers where I worked. They sucked." He interrupts me and talks about himself again. No lie. I don't remember what he said because I'm trying my best to remember this whole conversation. But for sure, yeah, he talks about himself. I'm not lying. Him. "Let's work out together. What's your number?"
Me, sure. Then I give him my number. All right, so he doesn't text me until 2 days after this exchange. And honestly, I wasn't holding my breath waiting for his call or text. Tip for all the ladies. When a guy asks for your number, give it to them with a grain of salt. Like, don't expect anything from them, honestly. Be flattered and, yeah, give them credit for effort. I mean, it's not like you have to say, hey, high five, man, for asking for my number. But really think about it in your own, you know, on your own, thinking like, oh, that's cool that guy actually asked for my number. Because it is scary to go up to someone and say, hey, can I have your number? But the real deal is when they actually hit you up and ask you out. That is something to be impressed about. If he doesn't do anything with your number, then it's like, all right, well, that didn't mean anything really. But I'm also glad that I didn't tell him about my podcast, because I want to share our text exchange that happened 2 days after. It is gold. It is gold. And it is actually the reason why I changed his nickname from Gym Rat to Meathead. But before I do that, I do want to give the pros and cons of how he approached me, because this is what the episode is about, right? All right, so I'm going to go over the pros. So number one, smooth in delivery. Conversation wasn't awkward, though he seemed nervous. And if this was a point system, I'm not going to dock him for that. Because it happens, right? Like, if you want to talk to someone, you may get nervous, you may not be as smooth, but he was smooth enough to carry conversation. Number two, he found a way to talk to me. So that's kind of part of the smooth part, right? He used his surroundings, asked if I was using the bench, then continue with, have I worked out at the gym he works at? So that was a good way to further conversation. And then on my part, I did the same by furthering the conversation by asking, why are you asking? You know, I was genuinely curious, and maybe not necessarily because I was really interested in him. I was just really curious. Do I look like someone that goes to his gym? Let's see. Number three, he asked for my number and not an IG or Snapchat. Though I don't mind to give my IG, but I think phone numbers are a lot personal, even though IG shows your pictures. Thing is, with phone numbers, that means that he'd rather get to know you through text or a phone call rather than a bunch of pictures that anyone can just use to create an idea of what you're like. Hey, that's just me. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but or maybe he doesn't have an IG or Snapchat, but that's very rare, right? Number four, he said he was a good, quote unquote, good fitness manager, that he treats his employees well. Now, I think this is an actual pro and con to, you know, that he's talking about himself. I'll go over why it's a con in a moment, but the pro is that he is, he's basically trying to impress me, which is, I think, is a sweet gesture, and it's really flattering, honestly, because trying to impress someone is flattering to the other person, and making an effort to give a person a chance is sweet. I'm not sure if he thought about it that way, but if you think about, why do we, you know, tell people what we do, you know, sometimes we want to show that we're responsible. So maybe that's his way, say, hey, I have a high role in this company, and I treat my employees well. I'm like, all right, that's great, but it's all about show and tell, baby. It's not just the telling, it's about the show. So if we go on a date, you gotta show me you're a nice guy, right? And if you're an asshole to, like, the people who are at the restaurant, then it's goodbye, baby. Also, he smiled, right? He didn't seem intense, he was approachable, so I like that. So there you go. Now, next is the cons. Now, not a lot of cons, which is good. I mentioned I worked at the same company that he's currently working for. And I actually was going to go into a little vent on how the manager sucked, but he sort of interrupted me and continued to talk about himself. So it's not a major deal breaker, because I don't know if he was just nervous and didn't realize what he was doing. And again, not a deal breaker, but something I will remember for sure. If we do go out on a date, then I will reference this if something similar happens. So now what could have been better is that if he really listened to what I was saying in terms of me starting to complain about the managers at the gym I used to work at, he should have said something like, oh man, that sucks, that happened, but you know, I'm not that way. I don't know, something to recognize what I said, because then you're not really listening, right? You're just trying to make it about yourself, and that's a turnoff for me. And who knows, maybe he's not a good conversationalist, maybe at just that moment he was just nervous and didn't realize what he was doing. But again, we will have to see as we continue to talk with each other, either through chat, hopefully a phone call, maybe a date. Number two. So I did mention this as a pro, the fact that he talked about how he's a good fitness manager. And like I said, yeah, the pro is he's trying to impress me. So it's flattering. But it is a con as well, because you don't want to try too hard. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to try too hard in impressing the other person, because it's all about the actions. It's all about the actions. So yeah, say that you are a fitness manager and maybe just say one thing why you did well, but he just kind of kept going a little bit at it and I just kind of got bored. Yeah. So those are the pros and cons. So that's why I gave him 8 out of 10, meaning that's about a B plus. I would definitely give him a chance if he did ask me out for sure. Now, don't you go anywhere. Stay tuned. I just want to share something that's awesome. Our interaction through text. I'm telling you, it's awesome. Please stay. A guy I'm at the gym, he's not only a gym rat, he's actually a meathead, proven through our text exchange 2 days after he got my number. Now, for those who don't know what a meathead is, don't you worry, I got you covered. First of all, it has nothing to do with food, as much as like we like to think so because of the meathead. But yeah, I found this, I looked it up in Urban Dictionary. I know what it means, but I always like reading things from Urban Dictionary because it's funny to me. So one of the definitions it has here says, usually said in describing male who frequents the gym obsessively and only is concerned with quote unquote getting big and who possesses little or no other qualities or personality. So here's an example used in a sentence. Yo, John, look at those meatheads over there on the bench press. I bet their nuts are the size of M&M's after all the steroids they've taken. Oh my God, I just literally just read that sentence for the first time. Like I didn't even read this sentence before reading it into the podcast. Oh my God, that's funny. Whoever you are, John, and whoever's talking, you guys are hilarious. The other definition, and I want to read this. I just skimmed this, so I don't fully know what it... I mean, I skimmed it, so I have an idea what it said, but who knows what it really fully says or defines meathead. It says, one who wears cut-off t-shirts, lift weights, and drinks gallon jugs of water, usually plays football, wrestles, and is very muscular. They tend to have short hair and frequently wear sleeveless shirts. Drinking protein shakes and shopping at Hollister are also essential parts of the average meathead's day. Meatheads also tend to abbreviate where they live by putting the first letter of the city and adding town after. Oh my God. In addition to lacking high IQs, meatheads tend to stereotype things and people completely wrong. Common meathead responses. Bro, let's down this protein shake, then go to the gym. Dude, that guy has a Fall Out Boy shirt. Do you think he's one of those emos? Smashes aluminum can on head. Okay, hold up, man. Oh God, this is so funny. I'm cracking up because the guy that, you know, got my number and, you know, we've texted and all that. Yeah, he does all this stuff. I didn't see him drink gallons of water though, but all those stuff. But, you know, just because they have all these qualities, like cut-off shirts, lifts weight, doesn't mean they're all meatheads. They just could be, like, really, you know, wanting to take care of themselves and want to be buff, and that's fine, right? But reasons that I'm calling this guy that I'm talking to a meathead, well, all of that is proven through our text exchange, which I would love to read because it's gold. I told you, gold. I almost feel bad about sharing this, but now I don't feel too bad to not show it or read it out loud. Geez, yeah, a lot of meathead stuff in this conversation. So let me start on, I'm going to just like cut and paste here because I don't want to read the whole thing. There's a lot of just small chatter that has nothing to do with my point here. So let's see. 2 days after, he finally texts me and he's like, oh, hey, so-and-so, which is me. And I go, hey, what's up? And we're just having small talk and all that stuff. And I was explaining to him that I came home really late on Monday night, like 2:30 in the morning and et cetera, et cetera. And then I asked how his day was going. He was like, yeah, I had a Vietnamese iced coffee during the day and a big scoop of pre before booby day. Now, I don't know what pre is. I'm guessing it's a protein shake. Whatever. I think he meant pro for protein shake, but spelled S-P-R-E. So remember the definition I gave you guys about meatheads, they abbreviate? Anyway, whatever. So he says booby day, and I was like, booby day meaning chess, I'm assuming? Because I didn't really know what he meant. And he goes, LOL, yes, dork, booby day equals chess day. What's your favorite muscle group to work out? Me. Who says boobies for chest, LOL? I say glutes. You? Him. When you have C's like mine, you can call them boobies. Ha ha ha. Did you ever play sports growing up? I go, not really. You? Yup, I played basketball all my life. When I moved here, I did my Muay Thai, kickboxing for a year. Now that my schedule's crazy, I just hit weights. Oh, the adult life. And I go, yeah, adulting is fun. Do you compete in Muay Thai? Yup, it is. No, I just really wanted to learn. It came in handy since I got long legs. I did bodybuilding competitions in Seattle, though. And I go, cool. Sounds like fitness is a big part of your life. Him, it is actually. It's gotten me to where I am today. Me, that's cool. Him, I love being able to break every boundary I hit also. So why did you end up moving here? Do you live with your fam? Okay, so that's pretty much our small talk in the beginning. And I wanted to also show another side of him that, you know, he can carry a conversation. But he does have some meathead qualities like booby equals chess day. Like, I just say chess, you know what I'm saying? And he did ask why I moved here, so that's fine. He's asking about me, so it shows he is interested. I tell him the reason why I came here, you know, for my writing, et cetera, et cetera. And then, let's see, going into the next day, you know, I asked about his day, and I told him about it, and I told him that, oh, it's my rest day, so I didn't work out. And how about you? Did you work out? He's like, no, I usually rest today, which is Tuesday, also since I train hard Monday evenings. Actually, Doms is coming in to kick my ass right now. Me, who's Doms? What's that? Was that text supposed to be for me? So I got confused because Doms, when someone says, oh, Doms is coming, that, like, to me, one, he's talking about somebody. Like, that's short for Dominic, because I used to have a friend named Dominic, and we say, hey, Doms, whatever. And his response, him, LOL, dork, Doms, delayed onset muscle soreness. It usually kicks in 24 to 48 hours after initial workout. Now you know the layman's terms for it. Okay. This is what I was thinking after I read that. I was annoyed because, first of all, I'm not like a fitness buff. Like, I don't know everything related to working out. I mean, at least not certain terms like DOMS, right? And when you're talking to someone, you don't want to unless you know for sure they, for some reason, you know they should know this term, but don't assume they do. Just because they hit the gym and you saw them in the gym doesn't mean they would know that term. So I was freaking annoyed. And I said, don't expect I know such terms. Besides, you should have capitalized DOMS to reflect its acronym. I would have looked it up. Now I know. He's like, on all fairness. Oh my God, I fucking lost it. Where is it? Give me a moment. He's like, okay, in all fairness, I thought I did capitalize it. Have you ever felt DOMS? Me, yes. Him, I usually get it on leg days when I squat 300 plus. Me, no wonder you have DOMS. I need to change up my routine though, do some HIIT, which is like high interval or intense training, something like that. I do want to say, though, he did not capitalize DOMS. He capitalized the D and then OMS, all lowercase. He didn't go capitalize all four letters. That is to signify it's an acronym, okay? Anyway, and then he was giving me tips about my weight training regime, which is fine. You know, I don't really, I think that's cool. He can give me advice on that. So yeah, that was it. And then I was like saying, oh, hey, do you have an IG? He didn't respond to me right away. I mean, I was kind of like ready to go to bed anyway. So by the time he did respond, he goes, yeah, I used to have an IG with 20K followers for my fitness page, but I deleted it since I didn't interact with most of them. Good night, blah, blah. Okay. So that our text conversation was okay. I mean, he actually asked about me, etc. But then, yeah, there's like certain things, the booby day, the DOMS, the 20K fitness followers or whatever he was talking about. It's just, dang, dude. It's just like, it's just he finds a way to like really kind of mention all these achievements. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but the way he just mentions it, he could have just said, no, I don't have an IG. I used to, but I deleted it. You know what I mean? And I could have asked, oh, why was that? So that was 2 days ago. He texted me last. I didn't respond. And you're probably thinking, Lady Jig, are you ghosting? Okay, look. I know it seems like I'm ghosting, but I'm not. Meaning, it's one thing if he messages me again and I ignore him. But with that, I didn't message him back because I didn't know what to say. And now I'm not interested in really getting to know him further. It's just, no, I don't know. I'm not attracted to him. Should I give him a chance? Like, what do you guys think? If you guys feel so strongly for me to give him another chance, or maybe you feel like I shouldn't give him a chance, please give me a text or a call at 415-320-8375. Again, the number is 415-320-8375. You can text and call me for sure, and I will share this in my podcast and Lady Jig's Love Exchange. You may also follow me at my current Instagram dedicated to this podcast at Lady Jig Love Exchange. Again, it's Lady Jig Love Exchange. Now, it is private, but there's a likely chance I'll add you. This is private for a reason, but I think I talked about that in my other podcast, so that I hope you listen to in regards to my family. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. It's almost the weekend. And cheers to this guy. And I'm not sure if I'll have a follow-up to this because he hasn't messaged me yet. I haven't messaged him back. But anyway, have a wonderful, wonderful day. And be good to yourself. Be good to others. Peace.